I don't even know why I think of her anymore. Estelle. You know how you tell when a relationship is shot? When you start to fight at the drop of a hat. I mean, when it doesn't take much to key off a massive, wall-breaking, plate-throwing argument, you know the relationship is shot. I remember one time, it was the afternoon, I'd done my shift, I'd had a big lunch. I was looking forward to taking me a massive gassive. No sooner had I got myself comfortably ensconced in the porcelain convenience, the phone rings. You know, I'm thumbing through my motorboating and sailing magazine. Phone rings six, I'm not getting up. 8 times, 12 times. Now I'm starting to get on my nerves, I'm getting mad. You know, because I'm thinking, who's calling, ringing my phone 20 times now? I mean, obvious, I'm either not home or I don't want to answer it. Who has the audacity to intrude? You know? So I just stand up and I take them short steps over to the phone with my pants around my ankles. I snatch up the phone. I said, who is this? It was Estelle. She said, honey, it's me. It's Estelle. I said, Estelle, 25 rings on the phone? She said, what were you doing? On the yard or something? I said, no, I wasn't out in the yard. I was taking a massive, gassive, bone-crunching boil. She said, you're always taking massive gases. I said, yes, Estelle, I always am. It's because it's the only place I get any peace, for crying out loud. I was comfortable in there. I had my ashtray, a pack of Camels, a bowl of fruit, a couple of Twinkies, a double bourbon. I had a brand new motorboating and sailing magazine. I was comfortable, Estelle. I was comfortable, and you intruded upon the privacy of my exposure. She said, what are you doing eating fruit and Twinkies? We got $1 million worth of leftovers left in the refrigerator. I said, you know what your cooking is like, Estelle? Your cooking is so bad, the flies in the backyard got together to patch the screen door. She said, well, don't you... I said, listen, Estelle, what's the story with it? She said, I'm on my coffee break. I only got 5 minutes, and I need to talk to you. I said, why do you need to talk? What's so important you interrupt the massive gassy? I didn't know you were taking it. I said, 20 rings. 20 rings should give you a clue. Should give you a clue that I'm not just dusting the furniture. 20 rings means massive gassing. What did you want? She said, well, if you want dinner tonight, you got to tell me what we need. Do we need milk? Do we need paprika? I said, I don't know. We need PFP paprika. I'm stopping at the store. I said, all right, stop at the store and pick up something. If you're in doubt, buy it. All right, yeah. With that, and I slammed down the phone. Jeez. Take them short steps back into the porcelain convenience. Sit back down. Man, oh, man. Took me another 10 minutes before I could get relaxed enough to resume delivery of the intestinal sculpture to the receptacle. You know, when at last I was done, I look over and it's just a little cardboard roll sitting there. Ain't no toilet paper. But that just set me off, you know? It just set me off. I mean, it was like I had everything planned to be covered. I mean, I threw back my head and said, I mean, I just lost it right then and there. So I tidied up as best I could. Hitched up my feel, fuck 'em. I walked over to the phone. I dialed Estelle at work. I said, baby, on your way home, stopping to get some groceries? She said, yeah. I said, stop and get us a new pair of shower curtains, would you?
The tuna and the tunes. The grease man.
Most of them.
DC 101.
Most of them.